At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to The Progressive. We speak yet again about children of new consciousness. One of the aspects that has happened on the planet and continues to happen in this energy after 1987 upwards is the birth of these new children of consciousness, which is kind of troubling to the mainstream linear mind because it is focused on a step-by-step approach to understanding life. And there are children being born with conditions like ADD or ADHD or any of the autistic spectral disorders, as they call it. The spectrum of autism. Now, you got to understand this autism, first of all, from a psychological point of view, and I want to share a little bit about my studies of this online, of the most predominant websites out there and the studies of autistic spectral disorders or autism, maybe Asperger's syndrome, which is now dropped, by the way, by the mainstream medical science, that the Asperger's syndrome doesn't really exist. It's just an autism spectrum. Why do they call it a spectrum, first of all? Well, autism is called a spectrum because it's really a range. It's a range of, it's a range in a kind of a scale from 0 to 100% like that. Nobody has actually worked on this scale as such. How do you score them? There might be tests about this, but it's the less understood science. Autism itself. So autistic spectral disorders are those where they find that these children come in with a non-linear mind, where they tend to focus on singular topics. That's the first big indication of a high degree of autism. Let me put it that way, because it's a spectrum, it's a scale, it's not black or white, it's not autism or not autism. That's the first big thing to understand. All of us, even whom we consider ourselves as non-autistic, are autistic to a certain degree. It's the functioning of the human brain and the way it works. We have not really understood the functioning of the brain, even as modern science, very well. If you go and research this topic, you'll find the confusion that exists even among the so-called experts. But anyway, the autism is a spectrum. So all of us, to an extent, are autistic. Now, what do I mean by that? All of us have a focal point of certain areas. Our brain tends to go towards only certain focus areas. Some areas where you get OCD about, right? Obsessive compulsive disorder, as we call it. Some of us get obsessive about this and that, about shopping, about eating habits, or about relationships, or certain aspects of relationships. We have our own pet peeves. We all have our peeves, and this is part of that autistic spectrum. You may never have thought of it that way, but this all amounts to the autistic trait. Autistic trait necessarily tends to focus itself in singular areas of life or of perception or of mental thinking or a thought process. You're thinking in certain way and only in certain topics. You ignore all the others. Certain things only may be of some interest to you. You make certain things interesting for yourself, and other things you pretty much tend to ignore. Not that the other things do not exist around you, but you're definitely ignoring them. I'll give you a simple example. Let's say somebody is very OCD or obsessive compulsive about cleanliness in the house, in your house. One of the members of your family, they are always cleaning up stuff. They are always putting things back in their place. And they are obsessive compulsive about this stuff. And you notice that that's an autistic trait. Or somebody is reading all the time. They're always into books. They don't want anything to do with conversation. They don't want anything to do with the outside world. They're just reading, constantly taking in silent moments with their own mind. That's what you essentially do when you're reading. You're silently with yourself. You block out the rest of the perception of the world and you're only in your mind and with the book, and there is silence in that. There is a silent conversation which is going on pretty much internally. That's another trait. That's an autistic trait. Suppose you are the one who's intent only on music. You want to play only the guitar or the drum or any of the musical instruments, and you're all day long sitting and wanting to play that over and over again. Now, I'm giving the extremities here, but you can scale it. Like we said, autism is a scale. And nobody can tell what scale, what end of the spectrum you are. You can observe it as a parent if your child is having one of these symptoms. But they'll be the ones whom we are calling as autistic here, as within the children of new consciousness, is they are sharply born towards the higher end of the autistic spectrum, towards the higher end of the scale. They're highly autistic. That means they have a singular focus. That's what it means, essentially. Autism provides you the vehicle for a singular focus. Now, the singular focus can be in any area. It can be in the area of music, art, science, making sketches, figures, that kind of thing. It comes down to the basic level of how we perceive the world around us. So some of these children, you might find, if you're a parent especially of an autistic child, you might find that they are always drawing something, sketching something, or they are always calmed down by the music that they listen to, or they are always into painting one thing or the other, or they are always into handsy stuff. They are always wanting to do things with their hands. Craftsmen, skillship. They're like hands craftsmen. They build things with Legos, perhaps. Or they are into mental stuff. They are into maths and solving equations all the time. They are very skilled at maths or science. They will not be very skilled with things which are in gray areas, if you notice. This is another one of the characteristics of autism. They don't like gray areas of life. For them, their mind works, if it's especially on the higher end of autism, it'll work only in terms of understanding their world around them in terms of black and white. Either this or that is a yes or a no. Either I do this or I do that. Or this person behaves like this or this person behaves like that. So they are unable to weave complexity of the gray areas of life, which is typically any human life, in any situation, anywhere. It's always shades of gray, it's always shades of complexity, but these people are unable to weave that. Now, why does this relate to children of new consciousness? Because there are more children being born with singular focus areas. And there's a reason for it from a greater perspective, and that's where I want you to follow me on this. If the children are being born with a higher focus areas, but in limited ways only, they've got extreme amount of focus, but in extremely limited areas of life, or it might be one or two things, or it might be in extreme cases only one thing. They only want one thing all the time. This particular thing is needed for the world and for the evolution of humans so that they can block out all the distractions that other normal, so-called normal humans have. People who are on the lower end of autistic spectrum, they get distracted by every other thing. But the autistic ones can focus. And this focus can bring about greater change, greater expertise, greater kind of engagement with whatever they are interested in. So, what can we do to help these kinds of kids? Well, first of all, astrology is a big, big tool in that. Vedic astrology is a very big tool, which I have discussed. This is one of the reasons why I'm discussing this in all the podcasts. Different ways to look at the chart so that you can help your child. So you can see where they are talented at, what they would shine as, because they are unable to make that decision for themselves. As parents, as teachers, as counselors, you need to be able to see the autistic child, see, look at that chart, see where the planets are, and see if that is tallying or matching whatever they are actually doing with their hands or with their brain, or what activities they like to participate in, or how they behave, and what they would like to do, what they would like to engage in. Because that is going to be the only source of their happiness and participation with the rest of the world. They are very singularly focused. They are savants of a kind. They want to do things in a singular way, and only that and those kinds of things make them happy. We are bringing in this new energy, these kind of children all over the world. It's happening all over the world in every country. Lots of these children are being born. And I would suggest, personally from my side, use Vedic astrology as a tool for understanding them, for guiding them. Because that's one big if X factor, which you are missing the point, but it is very useful as a parent, as a teacher, counselor, etc., to use it from an esoteric point of view, where these children are going, or what have they come here for in this life. So this is one of the things I wanted to bring forth in this podcast. The autistic children are the children of focus. Remember this word, focus. They are just focused on one thing or a couple of things only. Singularly focused aspect can be a benefic rather than looking at it as a disorder or a weakness. It's not a weakness simply because we can't understand how to work with it. Medical science has been very biased in the view towards their autism because they don't know how to deal with it. They are more linear. They are the ones who are actually more stupid and more ignorant about how to handle the non-linear brain, like an autistic brain. They can put the pieces of the puzzle together faster than you can even think because they have got that sharp focus about things. Now, they can be at the high functioning end or the low functioning end. That's a different topic. Some of them are not very sharp in their brains, and some of them get distracted with every other thing. So we need to use things like games, you know, role playing games, etc., to understand them, to understand where they fall in the range scale of high functioning to low functioning, and make adjustments really accordingly. But understand that the autism and autistic spectrum of children that are being born in this new energy, especially since 1987, have a very different quality to them. First of all, they are picking up on the energies of the earth. They are very sharply focused on the changing energies of the earth. They will tend to be very moody about things from day to day, very moody creatures, which had not been the case before 1987, strictly speaking. But the new energies are promoting a different kind of autism, a kind of autism that will engage with the earth, but they can't explain how. If you ask them, how are you feeling this, or why are you so moody today, they will not be able to explain that something is shifted in the energy. They will just shift right along with it. So this kind of a fast adjustment to the changing energies on the planet every single day now, in 2022, is required, and it is necessary. It's a necessary part of human evolution for us to have these gifted children. Autism is a gift. It is not a disorder. It is not a weakness. Forget the people who have said this. Use Vedic astrology to find out where these kids stand or where they are looking from and towards what. I'd love to work with all the people, parents of autistic kids, who we can plot the chart and we can work one-on-one with the parent. I can work one-on-one with the parent and try to understand where your child is going. Because the best one who is observing the child is the parent, the closest one. And this is where we need to guide them. This is a powerful gift. It's a powerful talent, but it's a powerful challenge as well to understand and work with them. I know I have an autistic son. So it's a challenge. It can become very challenging because our brains are working at the lower end of autistic spectrum and their brains are working at a very high end. And they are unable to see the gray areas. They see the world in black and white. They see in singular focused areas. And that's the areas which we need to enable them to shine in, bring those talents forth, and use them so that they can fit into their own life. They don't have to fit into the rest of the world. The civilization, as it is very damaged right now, as anybody can see, it doesn't take a very high spiritual-minded person to find out how damaged the world we are living in. We can't even take care of our own humankind very well, let alone the planet, right? So we need to be able to help them be happy in their own skin, in their own life, for themselves. And then they will shine, and then they will bring forth stuff which was never there on this planet before. So understand this, my dear parents, teachers, whoever is listening to this. If you know someone who is autistic, I'd love to work with you on their charts and see and explore what we can do. We can discuss more and more on them and see how we can guide them. And if that's their focal areas, how we can nurture it, how we can protect it, how we can enhance it, make them grow in those areas. I hope this makes sense, and you can leave your comments if you're watching this on YouTube. And take care. Get in touch if you want to do something with autistic children or children of new consciousness. Take care. Have a good day.